Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight from it. Who's the boss in your house? Would you care to answer that question, sir? I respectfully decline with the regards of the aspiration that my life is too valuable. Boy, Norton, you kill me. Something I always knew about you, and now I know it's true. Yeah. What's that, Ralph? You're afraid of Trixie. I'm not afraid of nobody there. How can you be afraid of anything when you work down the sewer? Never mind that. You're afraid to answer that question. Now, if they had asked me that question, I would know the answer right away, immediately, because I am the boss in my house. pardon me, sir. What's your name? Yeah, his name is Ralph Crandon. He lives on Chauncey Street in Brooklyn. Yes. Would you? Can I print what you just said? Go ahead and print it. Go ahead. Boy, Ralph, you're going to get in big trouble. I'm not going to get in any trouble. You think I'm a wimpy little scrounger rat like you? I'm not afraid of Alice. Go ahead and print it. All right, it'll be in tonight's paper. Thank you, man. Ralph, if you're smart, see what you did there. If you're smart, you'll call the paper and stop the presses. I do nothing of the kind. You think I'm afraid of Alice? Come on, let's go home.
Oh, Ralph. You got the evening paper? I'm playing that puzzle. I want to see what's in it.
That paper's not coming in this house anymore.
Why not?
Because I don't like its editorial policy.
Editorial policy? What's wrong with its editorial policy?
Never mind. Yeah. It's not for you to know. And it's...
Oh, you're silly. I'll go down the corner and get the paper.
Hey, Ralphie boy, there it is. They're writing the paper there, everything you said there about the people in the...
What, Ralph, in the paper? What did he say? What is it?
Didn't the king of the castle tell you? It's right there in the paper there. Hey, Ralph, why don't you get out? King of the castle.
Well, tell me, Ralph. Go ahead.
All right. I'm glad Norton brought the paper down. Glad he brought it down. Because now I know it, and you know it, and the whole neighborhood knows it. I'm the boss in this house. And Norton's the boss in his house. And I'm going upstairs and get him and bring him down here, and we're going to celebrate the emancipation. Ha, ha, hearty, ha, ha.
Oh, Alice, what are we going to do? They think they're both the bosses. Oh, it's some silly game, Trixie. Just let them do what they want. But I better empty out this bottle of wine, because they drink this wine, they're really going to be drunk. Well, what good will that do? They'll only go get another one. Oh, no. I got an idea. I'll fill it full of grape juice. Well, won't they know the difference? Oh, not Ralph. He just smells the bottle and he gets drunk. Yeah, Ed's the same way.
All right, out of the way, girls. Some men are going to do some drinking. Sounds like they had a couple of belts. All right, have a seat there, Norton. Thank you, mine host. Don't mind if I do. It's a very amusing little bottle of wine there. There you are, pal. To the emancipation, something that we should have done a long time ago. To the boss of the house. To the boss. Ralph, either somebody got cut down here, or that's wine on the table there. Yeah. How about a little song, pal? A little song. I was strolling through the park one day. Whop, whop, whop. Wait a minute. Let's do this right. I go in inside. I got a pitch pipe. I'll get the pitch pipe and we'll tune up. Yeah, you get a pitch pipe. Go on inside there. Go on. Get it in the bedroom. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Somebody stole the bed. The bed.
Waking up the dead cat up here.
Well, there they are, Trixie. The two idiots that we married. Yeah. All right, in a sight. Frolic. Oh, yo, whoop, whoop, whoo. Hey, let's see, we got, happy Father's Day to all you deadbeat dads out there. Deadbeat dad. What the hell is a deadbeat dad, anyway?
It's a guy or woman, if they don't have any father present, that just doesn't pay, you know, the checks that need to support the kids.
Oh, is that what they mean by that?
Yeah.
Doesn't pay any alimony and support and just
nothing.
Goes out and squanders all his money and drinks and carouses around, that it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like me? Hey, you dirty. I got to admit, I was never in my life a deadbeat dad.
No, I know.
And if you don't believe me, just ask any of my daughters. Of course, make sure I'm not around when you ask them.
Boy, what would they say?
Oh, you know, they might have different opinions.
Right.
You know, they might say, well, let me think about this now, you know. And then they'll start thinking about it, and they'll, you know, come up with different excuses, you know. Why did my father leave my mother? Well, the answer to that is very simple. You know.
They were going to kill each other if they didn't. That would be my
answer.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope you're not a deadbeat dad. I hope you're a livebeat dad. Now, well, what's the difference between a deadbeat dad and a livebeat dad?
I made it easy,
question.
Frank. I don't.
Anybody? 213-816-1650. If you're a deadbeat dad, call in. If you're a live beat dad, call in. And we'll compare notes.
Call in.
All right. Watch. Nobody's going to call in. They don't want to be labeled.
Oh, we have somebody who wants to say something about that.
What?
We have a follower, I suppose, who'd like to say something about that. Would you like me to let him in?
A follower?
Yeah, well, not a follower. Oh. They like our podcast, so let me just let them in.
Oh,
I don't know who they are.
I think they do, anyway. All right, you want to comment about a live or deadbeat dad? Go ahead, caller. Hello, Inner Sight. Frolic.
Hello.
Hello? Who is this?
Probably
are you a deadbeat dad?
A great car, this Texas car, and the red truck.
Can you get closer to your phone? We can't hear you. You're not broadcasting good enough.
Eric says, I'm down for that. He was looking at me.
Where's my other pictures that I had?
They were the back of you. They're you all.
Well, get it.
I'm very mad.
Well, I'll get them. Well, they're dead. This one's coming back, but it'll take forever. Got to keep it watered. I got to put soil in
there.
He
must be a live beat dead, according to the conversation.
Where's my soil?
He threw an open bag at his other store.
I paid money for that.
Wait, it's something. I'm going to let it go for a bit.
I don't know who's worse, you or him.
Folks, this was not rehearsed or made up. This is live coming to you.
My bag was not open.
From the annals of degradation.
You know,
you
two
can't
find
that. You know, you have to be a millionaire to move around him.
Boy, it's a good thing they don't have a contract. I'd have to pay them.
Yeah.
I know that.
You don't do that. You get them because you need them.
His mother was he was never clean.
Sounds like a deadbeat dad having an argument.
I have to have a baby here because I got a...
With a live beat mother. All right, Inner Sight. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, yes.
I heard
sorry,
it right
I
here on Inner Sight, live.
Good night,
and unrehearsed.
Very
let's see, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. He's going to tell you about his father. Oh, it is.
Uh-oh.
Louie will be here.
Yes,
know.
He will.
Oh, we got the exclusive. Now, nobody else has this. I got to tell you something. We got the exclusive footage on audio. We don't have any video. Audio of Dean Martin being visited by Jimmy Stewart, and he's trying to get Dean Martin to the alcoholic meeting. So you hear this. All right, coming up, and the disabled-friendly philosopher has arrived.
Yes, yes, he has. Here he comes.
Yeah. One more time, let it roll. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. I got the solution to the nursing home. Get all the residents out and put all the politicians in. Yeah. And take their money and pay for the home drivers. To keep people safe. Yeah. Oh, did you hear the latest? What they got? They got a new vaccination coming out now. Yeah. Only 6 months to 16 years. Yeah. Now this stuff killed a lot of rats. But it can't kill that many germs. Yeah. They don't want you to know about that, see? That's why they did a couple of tests out west in in the desert there where nobody goes. Then they can sweep the rats away.
Oh, God.
The poor creatures. Yeah, so don't take that stuff. Build up the immune system, you dope. That's it. I got my dandelion tea right here. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher. I got a joke for you. Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't go away. Well, we all heard of the Invisible Man, right? Yeah, yeah. And you heard of Count Dracula, right? Yeah, yeah. So, well, the Invisible Man went to visit Count Dracula, see? And he knocked on the door, and the butler... That's him knocking on the door. There he is. And the butler answered the door, said, "May I help you, sir?" And the Invisible Man said, "I'm here to visit Count Dracula. One moment, please." And he goes back in the mansion there, and he says, "Pardon me, Count. The Invisible Man is here to visit you." And Dracula says, "Oh, tell him I cannot see him." Woo! You can't see him. Is that supposed to be a blind joke? Well, if you want to see it that way. Woo! All right. Did you hear the one about the two Italians in Italy? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
See, after the war, World War II. Mm-hmm. See, and one guy said to the other, they're sitting on the river there, and hey, Joey. And look
no.
over there. Ain't that a U-boat? And Joey says, "No, that's not my boat. Maybe that's a U-boat." "Hey, what's the matter for you?"
Who's U-boat?
All right,
what?
This is your disabled-friendly philosopher, huh? With a word to the wise. Don't be a guy. Don't be a girl. Be real. Whatever that
be
means.
Real.
Who said that? I don't know. All right, in a sight. And, let's see. Louie will be here later. And, we're going to do some Lauren Hardy if we have time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to get too serious, but had a wonderful meeting today with Joe Delgado, the head of the Independent Living here in Suffolk County, New York. And we're gonna do a couple of shows on, tell you about that during the week, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful meeting. We're all on the same page. Try to get rid of these damn nursing homes. They're horrible.
Worse.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. Rawr. Oh, I got a beautiful Akita story, but I'm going to hold it for the during the week, you know, for the regular show. You know, beautiful story. Ah, it was like a godsend. Anyway, Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, greatest dog on the planet. All right, Inner Sight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Don't call me, I'll call you. remember people used to say that? You know, the guy would get up and you go to, years ago you used to go to... when you wanted to be in show business, you'd go for an audition, see?
Right.
And that, and you'd sing or play the piano, whatever you did, you know. And
dance.
And the guy dance. And the guy would say, "Don't call me. I'll call you."
Right.
And that meant you were horrible, and you're not. You're not going to get the part. I mean, get the hell out of here.
Well, you might be understudy.
You might be what?
An understudy.
More like an overstudy.
No.
All right, in a sight, dog food, cat food, nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And if you call the Inner Sight number, leave your name, and we'll call you back. Got an indication somebody called the Inner Sight number. All right. Let's see. Joanne, nobody stops on Long Island. No, his name is not Joanne. That's not a girl. Oh, cut that out. My buddy Gary over there. 631-484-3085. Hey, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 318-888-1186. And
yeah.
I want to thank Silo and the great
Jay,
meeting
really.
Today between myself and Joe Delgado and the commitment. And, you know, backing up our idea, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, everybody does.
You know, so I think we're going to get a lot of support on this.
Yeah.
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Any information you need on legislation or meetings or what's going on with the disabled community,
mm-hmm.
you know, give them a call over there. 631-880-7929. All right, what else we got? Get the ABLE News ready. We've got to do the ABLE News.
Yes, we
James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You feel you've been violated, call Jimmy up.
Yeah, right. Here goes
ABLE. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and they got a personal column in that paper, you know. So if you make a date with any one of those personals, make sure you have enough money to cover yourself, not only to get home, but for the hospital expenses. All right, that out. What do you mean hospital expense? Well, if you take a girl out, you know, and she you're dancing with her, and, you know, all of a sudden she steps on your foot, you know, and breaks her foot, and you fall down, she falls down, you know, you can't just leave her there, right? Well, why not? Oh, shut up. I would leave her there.
You
are a mental case. Well, you don't think I'm going to pay for her hospital, do you? After she injured my foot. Just make sure you have enough money on you to get home and to pay the ambulance.
Yeah, right.
And hope that nobody's chasing it.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight. What else we got on the... Oh, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all those who perished in that horrible Texas shooting. And we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. And again, we remind the stupid politicians, get trained dogs at the doors of these schools. You use the school vacation time to set this up. You know?
Yeah. Even better.
And have it working, ready and working when the children return to school. See, let them know and publicize it, you know. Show how the dogs can work. Let them know that they're being protected in these schools. Children want to know that.
Yeah.
Get your ass out there. I'll donate my time to do some training. You know?
So will I.
And do it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
I get a dog out of it. That's why I want to do it. I need one.
Well, I'm talking about a firearm dog. You don't want a firearm dog.
Yeah. But if you
Inner Sight,
doing it, maybe.
Dinigan coming up. Louie will be here.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, some years ago, now this is a true story, folks. You can probably find it someplace in the news, you know. Some years ago, Jimmy Stewart, James Stewart, crashed the Dean Martin show. Now, nobody knows about this. I happen to get this from somebody who was there. Yeah. Now, my mother, she was there. Will you cut that out? So, Dean is on the stage, see, and he's, everybody loves somebody sometime. You know, he's singing his big hit. Everybody falls in love somehow, you know. And all of a sudden, Jimmy Stewart comes out on the stage and Dane, now, just hold it a minute, will you? Hold it. What are you doing? What are you doing interfering with my song? That's my big record. I finally got a big record after 45 years, and now what are you doing, Jimmy? What do you want? Well, you were on the show last week. Yeah, I was, and you still didn't pay me for last week. Now, I thought Benny was bad, but you're just as bad, maybe worse. Now, don't start comparing me with Jack Benny, because there's no comparison. He doesn't pay people either. Look at poor Dennis Day. He's got to walk around with the last year's suit, and it's all ripped up.
Oh,
well,
no.
why doesn't Jack get him a suit? Well, he did. He sent him down to the Salvation Army there, and it was awful. They walked in there, and they told him, bend over. And Dennis said, well, why do you want me to bend over? He said, we got to measure you behind to make sure you're not in front. What kind of nonsense is that? Well, listen. They sent me over here from the recovery group because you haven't reported to the alcoholic meetings. And I don't have to report. I'm not a reporter. I'm a singer. Will you? Now, cut that out. Now, listen. They sent me over, and I got the car outside. Now come on, we're gonna go down to the. I gotta sing my song. I'm not drunk. I said, what you say? Well, you said you're not drunk. You can hardly talk, and you can't even stand up. Well, I went to the doctor, and then he said, I got. Afropuna olomitis of Colorocus. What the hell is that? I don't know, but that's why everything goes round and round and round. Where it stops, nobody knows. Oh, get over here. Get in the car. Come on, Dean. All right. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Oh, shut up. So they got him in the car, and he went down there, and as we all know, it didn't help much. You know. You know, let me just clear that up, because of course, you know, this whole story was a fantasy. But anyway, Dean Martin was never a drunkard.
Nah.
You know, they kidded him about that and everything. He never drank. You know. Now, some people did, on the other hand, but not Martin. All right, in his sight, where's Louie? Is Louie on the line?
Let me look for Louie. Give me a sec.
In his sight, around the world with the Frolics, Lauren Hardy coming up,
yep.
Jimmy Dinigan, and his father.
That's right. Hang on.
Jimmy's father. Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, I'm trying to get to this. Making it very slow for me to get there. All right. Yes, he is. He's there.
I knew that. 8:31 in a sight, New York, for Alex. Louie the Lip on the
here
line.
Here he comes. All right. Here it comes. Hey, Louie.
Hello there, hey. This is Connie and Chrissy talking.
Which one are you, Connie or Chrissy?
I'm both, guys.
You're both of them. Holy smoke. A double dresser.
Yeah,
hey,
yes, and I'm Connie and this is Chrissy.
Yeah, turn down the television.
About Louie Rivera.
Yeah, turn down the television, Louie.
Yeah, I gotta cover the microphone.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
We don't want that in the
I just covered the microphone on the phone.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Hello, my name is Suzanne. I'm talking to Connie and Chrissy. Give it up for love drops to the ladies. So.
That's it. Yeah, that's your favorite show. You're obsessed with Connie and Chrissy. What is it you like about them so much?
It's on a Saturday night at 11 to midnight on Public Access on Saturday night.
He likes when they
watch
wiggle,
them?
I guess.
Yep.
Hmm.
Hey, they're getting
well,
it on. I saw it on TV. They're getting it on with Louie.
Yeah. Are you going to have a date with one of them?
I was showing how to do a dance, boogaloo, shingaline, and the Watusi.
Well, where are you going to take them on a date? You gotta have money to take them someplace. Where are you going to take them?
They got their own money. I got my own money.
I want them to pay you. Woo! Oh, that's what they call it. You go Dutch. You know,
Frank, and I... Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Lewis. They're talking to D-Money and Rosanna Danadena. I'm at the ladies' bathroom giving out the love driving with the swab in my hand.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, you ever watch Woody Allen? You ever see any of his movies?
Sometimes.
What movie you like, Woody Allen? I
need
to tell a Woody Allen story. Remember the movie?
Woody Allen and Annie Hall and a
Annie
couple
Hall,
movies.
Annie Hall, yeah, yeah. Remember that movie,
yeah.
Annie Hall?
Yeah.
Well, Woody Allen, he plays the trumpet, you know. He's a great musician. And I used to go over when I lived in the city, every Monday night, I'd go over to Michael's Pub.
Yeah.
In the West 50s, you know. And Woody would be in there playing the trumpet.
Now there you go.
Yeah. You know. And one night I went in there and had my guide dog with me, you know. And I met him. You know, between acts, you know. He took a break, you know. So I went up to him, I introduced myself, you know, and I was on Staten Island cable at the time, just started my show, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, Woody, I'd like to have you come down to my show and play the trumpet and you know, and let me interview you. He said, oh, I don't do television. I don't do any television. I only do movies, just movies. He goes, and he says, oh, are you blind? You're blind. Are you really blind? I said, yeah, Woody. I've been blind all my life. Said, oh, my God. He goes, oh, my God. I think if I was blind, I would kill myself. He's yelling.
Hi.
I started laughing. I thought it was so funny, you know. Anyway, that's my Woody Allen story.
They might think that.
Funny guy, you know.
They might think
that. Hey, Louie,
you
still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Now, wait a minute. What were you going to say, Suzanne?
No, they might think that the worst thing is to lose your sight, you know, only that. But I have it with my sight and with all other things, and that's what's difficult.
No, but he said it with a sense of humor.
I see. Okay.
You know? And I thought it was funny the way he said it.
Funny too.
Yeah, he said, that's horrible. That's terrible. You're blind. I don't think I couldn't live. I would kill myself, he goes. I thought he was so funny, man. I didn't take it seriously. You know?
So what did he say to you when you...
Oh, your phone is going crazy. What was your question?
I said, what do you think? You know, when...
Well, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, I know my phone.
Was that my phone?
No, no, her phone.
My phone, yeah.
Yeah, what was your question?
I forgot the darn question.
Wait a minute. No, all right. Hey, Louie.
Chuck, my name is Suzanne. On the telephone here, I'm in a wheelchair in the hospital. Talking to Louie Rivera.
Yeah, and you can't get in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, what would you do if
Talk
you were in the
Louis.
Hospital and you couldn't get in the bathroom? What would you do?
Look at the female swimsuit competition.
Oh.
You didn't answer my question, Lou.
I know.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you were in the hospital and you had to go to the bathroom and you couldn't get in the bathroom, what would you do?
Gave out love drops to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Him and his love drops. He'd give out love drops to all the nurses.
There you go.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
You know any songs about the bathroom?
No.
The bathroom.
Oh, no. Don't let Suzanne crack on her funny bone.
Yeah. Come on. I want to hear it. Let's hear a bathroom song.
I'll sing one.
Flush the toilet with love. I mean, sing it from above. Everyone's in love with the toilet. Give me all that toilet paper.
Give me all the toilet paper.
Don't let me run out.
Don't let me run out.
Tell her to shut her mouth. I'm not coming out.
Nothing coming out.
We wrote a bedroom song. Woo!
Yahoo!
Louie in the bathroom song. All right, in a sight. That was cool, man. Maybe that song will be a big hit on the internet.
Hey, Suzette, why are you laughing? What's the matter?
Well, I told somebody.
She likes the song that we wrote.
Yeah, Bluff is, oh, what a relief it is. They used to sing that for one of the commercials. What commercial is that, Louie?
You ate too much and eat too much, and cheesecake made me greedy. But you hear it in your stomach, and it misses for old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Oh, that
sounds
Speedy.
Sounds like you're going to the bathroom with diarrhea.
I'm not finished yet. Burst to action and leave your upset stomach fast. Use all the S-directed.
Yeah.
Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
All right, Louis Rivera, you. Thank you, Louis.
Thank you.
Hey, Suzette, I can't find my waistline at Victoria's Secret. I can't find my waistline.
Uh-oh, Louis.
Happy Father's Day to Louis Sr.
Your dad. Yeah.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Yeah.
And Suzette, I gotta give you some love drug to put into your glass of your drink. I'll go find the right flavor you want. I'll put it in for you.
That's
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we got some Lauren Hardy coming up.
Okay, you're on the air with Lauren Hardy. Make sure you call next Friday for the same time. To 8 to 9 o'clock on the Fox on Block Talk Radio on Inner Sight. Suzette and Frank,
it.
I love you both of you.
Oh,
we
love
thank
you,
Louie.
We
love you,
you're the
too,
greatest.
You know.
We're going to do the Fox on television. We're gonna work it out.
Yes, we are.
It's going to
be
funny.
Fun.
Okay,
yeah,
bye, Suzette.
Bye-bye, Louie.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight. Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Yay.
And make sure you clear the board. Clear the board.
It is clear. It is clear.
Inner Sight.
Church. Isn't it beautiful? I don't know.
Well, there down now. Oh, look. They got all kinds of candles up there. And they're going to... Wait a minute. Here comes the priest. Oh, they want us to stand up. Holy, 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 holy. What'd he say? I don't know. Is he speaking English? I think he is. But if he is, that means I don't know English. Because I don't understand a word he's saying. What do you think he... Why is he talking like that? Well, you see that bottle? Yeah, that's why he's talking like that. What do you mean? What's in that bottle? Vintage wine. Oh, no wonder. No wonder they like to go to church, the priest. Vintage wine, is that it? Holy, 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 American. Sounds like it sounds like he's selling cigarettes. Well, he might be doing that on the side to make some money. Well, where do you get blessed? Blessed? You don't get blessed unless you have any money. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if I got the... I got 25 cents. That's not enough to get blessed. You have to have at least $10. $10, I haven't got $10. You mean if you don't have $10, what do they tell you? If you haven't got $10, they tell you to go straight to hell. Straight to hell. I don't want to go down there. It's too hot. I don't get burned. I got $10. Only my enemy is single. Go straight to hell, you haven't got $10. Well, I better give him the 25 cents. Maybe he'll give me maybe going to heaven is on sale. We go, get out. Come on ahead. Get out.
There you
go. Going to heaven is on sale. Woo! Imagine they had a sale on the at the church.
Oh, my.
A friggin' sale. In other words, normally you got to pay $50, but this Sunday, there's a sale on for $20. We'll bless you for heaven. you get a reduced price.
Yeah.
You know, people are stupid enough to fall for that. Woo! Hey, that'd be a good. Imagine a phone call like that. You know, you get all these phone calls, right? Imagine a guy calls up to, hello, this is Father Flanagan. I'm with the Alturit Presbyterian Alcalada Humba Bagra Church, and we have a special going on, normally $50, but for $20 today, we bless you and direct you right to heaven. Now, get your credit card out.
Could you imagine trying to convince an e-booker that? Well, I got a...
You know how many people would fall for that?
Yeah.
Oh, please, bless me. Bless me. Imagine Gabriel with all the $20. Can I get the blessing? I got 19 cents. Ah, you dirty bum.
Now
we can't bless bums that against our religion. 19 cents. What do you think I am? My brother used to do that, but they fired him as a priest. Oh, what happened? He put on a skirt and high heels. Woo! Oh, a skirt and high. Well, I do that sometimes. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. What color was the skirt? Oh, shut up. Woo! In his sight. Well, this Sunday, all you deadbeat dads and otherwise, others, this Sunday, look for a sale in your local church. Imagine a sale, the church, they put up a big sign. Normally $50, today only $20 for the heavenly blessing.
There you go.
What are they going to think of next? Imagine next week if you hear this, that somebody did this.
That's right.
I call them up and I say, where's the inner side cut?
Oh, yeah,
where's
right?
My cut? I'm going to call my lawyer, Sonny Cochran. Want my cut. All right. Let's see. We got a few minutes. One day I went to school. It was on a Friday. And that Sunday, as it is this week, was Father's Day. You know.
Wow.
So Jimmy, what happened was you were allowed to bring your father to school. You know, Jimmy brought his father to school. And the old man, he didn't know what to do. And Jimmy said, Daddy, sit down. Don't be nervous, Daddy. Don't worry. The teacher won't hit you. And his father said, oh, Jimmy. He said, Jimmy, he goes, I'm scared. I never went to school. I was always playing hooky, Jimmy. And Jimmy said, Daddy, why are you talking like that? Jimmy, do me a favor, please. What, Danny? What? Sing the Pale Ginger Ale song for me. No, I cannot allow to sing that in school. Please, Jimmy, please. Oh, Pale Ginger Ale, fight that. Jimmy, stop that. So anyway, his father and Miss Ma introduced Jimmy's father. And she said, well, class, we have a special treat today. Jimmy Dinigan's father is here. So I want all you classmates, stand up and give him a big round of applause. Come on, come on. They started, everybody got up. Yay! And Jimmy's father said, I told you,
Jimmy, I told you they're going to kill me.
Dad, don't worry. If anything goes wrong, I'll make sure you get a good. I make sure you get a good window. A good window. Oh, Miss Ma, can I let my daddy meet Mr. Kramer? I don't know about that now, Jimmy. Now just keep still. Please call Mr. Kramer. Who's Mr. Kramer? Oh, that's the principal, Daddy. He's very important. He wears a suit. Ah, suit. I don't like people with suits. They scare me. She called Mr. Kramer, and Mr. Kramer said, all right, but just for a few minutes. So they come on, Daddy. I'll show you where Mr. Kramer's office. I know where it is. Come on. So they go downstairs. You know, Kramer's in the basement. He hides like a rat down there. You know, and Jimmy knocks on the door, you know.
Mr. Kramer, I want you to meet my daddy, Dizzy Dinnigan.
Dizzy Dinnigan. And Kramer opens the door. Oh, hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's Mr. Kramer and Dizzy Dinnigan. And
Dizzy things pales into
what kind of a name is Dizzy Dinnigan?
Oh, that's what they call him. They wind up, and out in the street when he, you know, when he does weird things. Weird things in the street. And he said, to him, well, you have a fine son, Mr. Dinnigan. And I think he's horrible. Well, you shouldn't think that way about your own boy. Now, come on. He's a good boy. He tries very hard. Mr. Kramer, you're not going to hit me, are you?
No, I'm not going to hit you. What are you talking about?
I got hit in school once, or twice or three times, maybe four times. Well, don't worry, Daddy. Mr. Kramer's a nice man. See, look, he got a nice suit and tie, see? Yeah, suit and tie. Yeah.
Well, it's very nice meeting you. Now, you better go back upstairs, Jimmy, and do some work.
I got to do what today's Father's Day.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. So he goes back upstairs, and the old man freaks out.
What did you say?
The old man.
And Jimmy.
That's looking up, okay. That sounds like you're drunk.
He goes, Jimmy,
what's the matter, Dad? You're having an attack? Can I get you a glass of water or something? What's the matter?
I told you, I can't. I don't like school. And Janie says,
don't vomit on me.
What a riot that was. Miss Moss says, please, Mr. Dinnigan.
I would have been
more. I'll never forget it.
I want to hear
what
a
regular
like
riot.
Let's see what he sounds like when he sings Pale Ginger Ale with the Sun. What would that look like, Frank?
When what?
With the Dinnigan, Dizzy Dinnigan, singing with his son, Pale Ginger Ale. What would that sound like?
Oh, wow. If he sang with him?
Yeah.
Nah.
Pale Ginger Ale, five to the command, if you don't like it. You got a beautiful voice, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be with you Monday on the Magic Glad. In a sight. Woo! Frolics. All right. I wonder if Dizzy's still alive. Imagine if he's still alive now. Holy smoke.
Boy, would that be an interesting show.
All right.
I don't think he is.
Suzanne, engineer, co-host, thank all our friends, all our guests. Thank Joe Delgado for today's meeting, and we'll be with you Monday. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Oh, shut up.
Good night.
Woo!
Woo-hoo.
Good night, everybody. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world.